Some may question in their lives at times whether someone loves them or not, because they think things aren't fair. But God is fair. God is love. And God's way is fair. But we question sometimes within our hearts and within our minds, do we love each other? Am I loved? Does God love me? The question is yes. But as we look at our lesson this morning, the way of the Lord is not fair. It's easy for us to question in our lives and in the world, what is fair and what isn't fair, and how we go about that. It's easy to walk the way of the world and say, I can see the injustices. And boy, how many of us have children have heard that that's not fair before in our lives? Most of all of us have heard that, or we continue to hear that sometimes. Those of us who have been parents or grandparents tried to be fair to each and every one of our children and grandchildren. But people, unfortunately in life, and as we read in this Old Testament passage this morning, have used the understanding God's not fair as a reason why, one, to blame others, and two, not to have responsibility for themselves. Our world does that today. Blame others, relieve each other of accountability or responsibility. And since, you know, we think, oh, we're so much smarter today than they were 2,000 years ago or 3,000 or 4,000 years ago, it is not so. We have technology that is super neat, but our hearts and our minds and how we interact with ourselves and God remains the same since as we were first begun. Ezekiel chapter 18, it is written, yet you say, why should the son not bear the guilt of the father? Because the son has done what is lawful and right, and has kept all my statutes and observed them. He shall surely live. The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Do I have any pleasure at all that the wicked should die? Says the Lord God. And not that he should turn from his ways and live. I'm ever thankful for Jesus and him bringing God's love to us, because for some reason, thousands of years, man had a hard time interpreting God's love to mankind. And he's entrusted it with us, just as he entrusted it with the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the people and the prophets and the patriarchs throughout the history of mankind. But here in this passage, way back in the Old Testament times, same thing. How is it possible? Let me just ask that. How many of us became Christians before we were 20? Okay? How many of us became Christians when we were in our 20s? Okay? How many of us became Christians after we were 20? See? It almost a diversity of all of us. All of us. All of us. God's word works on us and his times are appointed at his appointed times. But for us to say, gee whiz, you know what, if somebody doesn't become a Christian at this point in time in their life, or if this event in their life doesn't change their heart, or all kinds of if-ifs. And God's holy word says, anytime somebody says, I'm going to turn away from that, to think that God relishes, and I think it's a characteristic of God that we should consider in ourselves. Do we relish when somebody isn't successful in walking by faith? Hi, you got what you deserved. You know, the world says that. You got what you... Now, God's word says that too, as we see this morning. You got what you deserved. But God doesn't want everybody to deserve death. God wants everybody to repent and turn. Wants everybody to have an opportunity to change their life. He has forgiveness ready and available and waiting. He has forgiveness that is automatic in our lives. Do we also have the same forgiveness that's ready and automatic in our lives? As God has said, gee whiz, am I judged according to my parents? Or am I judged according to my children? Or am I judged according to my own merit? Let me ask you this. How many of us that have jobs are paid according to what our kids do, say, or are? Or how many of us are paid according to what, a lot of us in here, our parents have gone, passed on from this life? Okay, how many of us make according to what our parents did or didn't do? Now, sometimes there might be a correlation, but to try and put any kind of truth or statement forth that you could tie what my dad did. My dad was, he was in the Navy for 21 years and was a police officer for 10 years. And then he did kind of whatever he wanted after that. He worked at a John Deere dealer working on tractors, and he helped a guy that had a farm, and so this is after he did all that stuff. Now my dad worked most all his life, even though he retired when he was 39. You know, that was crazy retired when he was 39. So I'm not, you know, do I have characteristics of my dad? Certainly. I don't recognize him as much. I see pictures of myself now. I'm like, gee, but I smile just like my dad did when he was that age, you know. Boy, God's made us. But am I judged in the kingdom of heaven according to what my dad did or didn't do? Even if he was a good man. Or a bad man. No. No. But yet the world wants to judge us according to who our parents are, who our children are. You know? Throw us under the bus, so to speak. God doesn't do that. Let us be cautious not to throw each other under the bus. Not to have a mindset of the world, you know, and say it's not fair. So I don't have, guess what? The minute someone says God's not fair, they can justify whatever is fair and what isn't fair. And that's one of the reasons why I ask us to consider these passages this morning, that we don't do that. It's not wrong to question God. But to question God and come away with a conclusion that's not truthful from God's word is very dangerous. Because then you'd start interpreting whatever you want. And that's what the world has done. The world has always done that. They're doing that here in this passage back in Ezekiel. You know, in Ezekiel here it says, but when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity and does according to all the abominations that the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered because of the unfaithfulness which he is guilty and the sin which he has committed, because of them he shall die. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel, is it not my way which is fair, and your ways which are not fair? When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness he has committed and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive because he considers and turns away from all the transgressions which he committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet the house of Israel says the way of the Lord is not fair. O house of Israel, is it not my ways which are fair, and your ways which are not fair? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn from all your transgressions so that your iniquity will not be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgression which you have committed and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord God. Therefore, turn and live. This is a continuation, another spot in the passage of what we looked at just previously, but a continuation where it says to you as God, your ways aren't fair. Your ways aren't fair. I, because of who my dad is, I don't have what I'm supposed to have to do right. Because of who my mom is, I have a bad reputation. Because what my brother did, your way is just not fair, God. And God questions the whole house of Israel and says, wait a minute here. I'm the one that shows you love. I'm the one that teaches about compassion. All I'm saying is, if you continue in your sin, you're going to die. But if you repent, and I think it's unique. This is an Old Testament passage. We continue, you know, God's love and his who he has been there in the Old Testament. They just didn't look at it. You know, I continue to say, man, oh man, don't get me wrong. I'm so thankful for Jesus and him coming to the New Testament. But God's love, it's not like God just went along and didn't show his love and didn't tell the people what his heart was. If you look at this Old Testament passage, he says, repent and turn from all your transgressions that your iniquity will not be to your ruin. Same thing he tells us today through Jesus. And in the Old Testament he says, cast away from you all the transgressions. Put sin away from you which you've committed. Get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Be renewed day by day. Gee whiz, the God of the New Testament is not the God of the Old Testament. That's not true. God has been God the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's our understanding and people's interpretation of God. And when people's interpretation says God's not fair, that's a lie. That is not truthful. God is fair. It's fair for someone to die in their sins if they don't repent. It is also fair for the most evilest and vilest people in the world to repent and create in their hearts anew and be forgiven and have eternal life. Let us see what true fairness is through God, through his holy word. True love is. Through time, men has always had a hard time with trying to justify themselves and justify sin and pick and choose who's saved and who isn't saved. And that's God's business. People turn away from the true church and the words of God when it doesn't fit the mold that they think is fair. And I plead with us to always recognize God is fair. He's all loving. He's all knowing. He is just. When in our hearts we think it's not fair for somebody to die of cancer, it's not fair to have to lose a child, it's not fair for me to be going through this. God's word also says it rains just and the unjust, and there's a time and season for everything. And as we studied in our Bible class this morning, to walk by faith no matter what comes our way. Our duty is to walk by faith. That's what's fair. It's not fair for us to say, God, you're not treating me right. You tell him, are you trying to tell Almighty God that you don't think he's loving, he doesn't care about you, he doesn't know about you? He told these people the same thing. I wish no one would suffer. I wish no one would suffer the consequences of death. And that's the other thing about us. We need to relish the spiritual side because we're going to live forever. When we stay, you know, I'm turning a leaf. You guys noticed. How you doing today? I'm doing great. I told you last week. I'm fat, old, and crippled in this body. But spiritually, I'm going to live forever. I'm doing great. When are we going to make that step? I'm trying to make that step. I'm going to continue to make that step. Okay? Off the scales of doubt and worry and flesh in the spiritual realm. Walk by faith. I'm on the scales of faith. Not on the scales of I'm overweight and crippled and graying and balding, whatever else the world wants to say isn't right with us. Because God says, I want you to have a new heart, a new spirit. I want you to be renewed day by day. I want you to know that I love you. And that love and forgiveness has power and enrichment and encouragement in your lives. In Ezekiel 33, it's also written, again, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land and the people of the land take a man from their territory and make him their watchman, and he sees the sword coming upon the land, if he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and does not take warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be on his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, but did not take warning. His blood shall be upon himself, but he who takes warning will save his life. But if the watchman sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at the watchman's hand. So you, son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore you shall hear a word from my mouth and warn them for me. When I say to the wicked, O wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked to turn from his way, and he does not turn from his way, say to the house of Israel, thus you say, if your transgressions and your sins lie upon us, and we pine away in them, how can we then live? Say to them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn. Turn from your evil ways, for why should you die, O house of Israel? And you say, well, what does this have to do with faith? Well, our next part of the passage is going to do this. And I couldn't bring the next part of the passage on without us considering here. Okay, when God talks about blowing a trumpet and telling people what's right and wrong and reminding people that there's danger, I say this to you. When you say, gee whiz, God is not fair, danger, that's a trumpet blow. For someone to say, I don't have confidence in God, I don't have faith in God. No, I'm questioning God, okay. I don't know about you, but I like to question things. But there's sometimes we've got to walk by faith and believe 100% what God says. How many of us get tired of being questioned at work by a boss? Hey, have you done this yet? Have you done that yet? Have you filled out that form yet? Hey, did you remember to do this yet? Have you got this done yet? How many of us do that to our spouses? Here's my to-do list for my spouse today. God's to-do list for you guys is, I love you, I forgive you, I want you to have a new spirit, I want you to be happy, I want you to be doing great. Our to-do list should be like God's to-do list. Seek and save that which is lost. You're not going to do that with the do's and don'ts list. You're going to do that with, I love you, I forgive you. I'm going to live forever. I know who the maker and the master is. Going to live as God lives. No, I don't like it when people don't listen to the truth. I don't like it when people don't think God is fair. God's word says, be angry and sin not. Love your enemy as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. But to turn away from evil. To warn people that things that are righteous and things that aren't righteous. You know? How many of us have heard it go to, don't judge that you may be judged? That's right. But if that's the only thing that you get, I should never judge anything. And I should never consider anything. But it also says judge righteous judgment. And it says the words which I've spoken are judging you. So if I'm telling you about Jesus' words and God's words, guess what? That's judging righteous judgment. So it's okay to tell somebody they're in sin. It's okay to be a watchman. It's okay to blow the trumpet. Because God says, guess what? If you don't, O house of Israel, if you don't tell people about me that I am fair, how are they going to know what is fair? They're going to look at the world. They're going to look for the media. They're going to look at their boss to see what's fair or not. They're going to make up what's fair on their own. They're going to be in sin. And their iniquities are going to cover them. They're not going to live forever. Therefore, you, O son of man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous man shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. For as the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall because of it in that day that he turns from his wickedness. Nor shall the righteous be able to live because of his righteousness in the day that he sins. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, but he trusts in his own righteousness and commits iniquity, none of his righteousness work shall be remembered. But because of the iniquity that he has committed, he shall die. Again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does what is lawful and right. If the wicked restores the pledge, gives back what he has stolen, and walks in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live and shall not die. None of his sins which he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done what is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of your people say, the way of the Lord is not fair. But it is their way which is not fair. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall die because of it. But when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does what is lawful and right, he shall live because of it. Yet you say, the way of the Lord is not fair, O house of Israel. I will judge everyone according to his own ways. I don't know about you, but I've done a lot of good things in my life. And I've done a lot of bad things in my life. But as I walk closer with Jesus,
And as my faith hopefully continues to get stronger, the prior is much more prevalent than that is after. It's heartbreaking to see somebody that you respect and admire in the faith do something that is very, very sinful. Because their reputation is tarnished, it's tough to still admire that person as somebody that walks with God. But as God says, I'm still there waiting for you to change, to turn. His power and His love and His forgiveness transcends our understanding. I pray for us not to consider but to consider these things that we've looked at this morning, because God will judge everyone according to His own ways, not according to what somebody else did or somebody else says, but according to what the Word of God says. I would also ask us to consider this. When someone says, "What if?" When you start to reason with them, we do it to ourselves sometimes. And I'm not talking that we shouldn't reason amongst ourselves. But if our faith is based on what ifs and not on the Word of God, okay, we're trying to prove that God isn't fair. What if a pygmy bushman in an island that's never been found never hears about the gospel? God is not fair. What if the child dies of leukemia when they're, I'm not thinking anybody in here, but I've, whatever age. It's not fair. God is not fair. We can go on and on and on. What if? God is not fair. And I proclaim to you this morning that is not true. God is fair. He is God. And we need to have faith in Him, in His Word, in His love, and in His forgiveness, in His power and His providence, that whatever happens is right, because He is fair. Is it not fair that someone doesn't get to enjoy their complete life? I think yes. That doesn't make God not fair. Just because we consider things not being fair, I'll give you an example. Something simple, okay? Less serious. Lucas and I and Adam and my brother went fishing yesterday on the Muskegon River up in Michigan. Here's Michigan. We're right up in here. And the Muskegon River comes in. We're fishing for steelhead, trout, and walleye. And we fish these spots in the river with a guide that were about from right here to right there. Wouldn't you say that? About this far? And he put the boat over here, and we threw out right here, and we let everything float right down. Our bait and everything float, we floated it down. It's a floating system that the guide wanted us to use. And all the fish we caught were right here. Within 50, 60, 70 foot, 20 foot wide, in the deep holes that were in the river. Was that fair that the fish were only right there? Was that fair that some of us caught different fish and bigger fish than the other? Was it fair some of us didn't catch any fish? Wouldn't they fish just as much as the rest of them? I mean, this all happened yesterday morning. God's, and you know, people will say God's not fair because Lucas didn't catch any fish. God's not fair because I had the biggest fish on the line and I didn't get him all the way to the boat. My line snapped. Of course, you know, was it me? Was it the line? Was it the fish? But folks, we take simple things like that in our life and we apply God's not fair to them. And then when the big things happen in our lives, we think God's not fair. And I plead with us to be as his children, to recognize God is fair. He is just. His love and his understanding and his mercy is far out, reaches anything we can understand. We have to trust in him. A couple passages about being fair in the New Testament and the lessons yours. Masters, give your bondservants what is fair, just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Continue earnestly in prayer. Be vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains. Do everything that you can to be just and fair because it'll open a door potentially to share your heart and share the word of God and tell people God is fair. Then, brethren, in Acts 17, the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. Therefore, many of them believed, and also not a few of the Greeks, prominent women as well as men. Fair-minded people search the scriptures, walk by faith, and know God is fair. People say the world will say, and now people of times past have said the way of the Lord is not fair, but I plead with us this morning to recognize that he is. He says he is. Thus he is. Repent and turn from all your transgressions so that iniquity will not be to your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed. Get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. God has no pleasure in death if one who dies. Turn and live. God will judge everyone according to his own ways. Be just and fair. Be fair-minded. Be like Jesus. Give your heart to him this morning. I plead with you this morning if you have any need or if you want to start walking with Jesus. Have your sins washed away in baptism. Become his child. We invite you to do that as we stand and sing this morning.